Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everybody, welcome back to The Shift. I hope you had a lovely week as usual. This week's guest is Amama Sodar. She's a comedian here based in New York City and she also has a podcast called The No Fly List Podcast. She's so great, so funny. Love her to bits. You guys are going to love her. We talk about on this episode, because remember last week Alex was talking about how Amama has said to him that she could recommend people to her friends who she slept with. So I asked her about that in this episode. And we also just chatted about what it's like to be the girlfriend, about like jealousy, security, you know, just the usual chats. But enjoy the episode. The full episode is on the Patreon and the video is up there as well. So if you want to sign up to the Patreon, it's patreon.com/theshiftpodcast and it's pay what you want. But other than that, make sure you follow Amama on everything and enjoy this episode. And I will talk to you next week. Thank you for coming on. The reason why. I thought it'd be great. Well, I always wanted to have you on anyway, but specifically right now because Alex was on the episode last week that's coming out tonight. So I record these like a week in advance, but he was talking about you on it and he mentioned your name because he was like, I have a question for you. Like, would you be comfortable sleeping with someone if your friend recommended them? Because he said like Amama talks about on her podcast about doing that. And I was like, that's so interesting to me because I think it's perfect for this podcast and for people to listen to because that's so like another level of zen with sex stuff. How did that even come? Are you okay if we start straight away?
Yeah.
How did that ever become something? Like, where did that start that you guys started recommending people to sleep with?
I also understand it's not like we're just like you should go fuck this person. It's like based on if they want to fuck you, and that's just like a disclaimer so I don't come across as like the worst person in the world. Honestly, to be fair, like I with sex stuff especially for a while was very possessive of whoever I was with, and I still can be that way if I really care about them. Like if I really, really care about a boy, like I'm not going to recommend or be like, hey, but I think, you know, being in circles of like, a lot of my friends are bartenders. We've all hooked up with the same people. The culture of it, comedy, the culture of comedy lends itself that like so many of us might have just like hooked up with the same people. And it was just like one of those things where when last year during COVID, when I was like kind of seeing someone, I just remember thinking, you know, we don't have a lot in common. But he has so much in common with one of my friends and I wouldn't mind if like they got together. And I was like, plus he's great in bed. And that was the first time I ever like, cause she was talking about like how like, you know, she hasn't like hooked up with anyone in a while. And that was the first time where I was like, if I introduced you guys, like we're not really even like hooking up anymore. Like go for it. Like I, you know, like if you guys are both into it. But I think that was honestly the first time I didn't feel any like possessiveness over a guy, and I was just like, whatever, like it happens.
It is a great vetting system because firstly you're like, there's so many things. Well, he's good in bed, he's a good lover, he asks for consent or whatever. That's those things
so many. Especially like I've hooked up with so many weird dudes post like quarantine because everyone's so like, men are just weird and not great right now. So I think like having someone just kind of give you like a recommendation is, I don't know. I like, if I trust that friend, I'm like, okay, cool.
Yeah, exactly. And it is like, I think for let's say if you were like, oh, I hooked up with this guy a bunch of times and I think you two would be really good. The other person has to be like, okay with knowing that.
Yeah.
It has to be like a level. And I feel like it is like a zen where you have to be like, or emotional maturity, or I guess it doesn't mean you're immature either. I mean, maybe just more. Uh-huh. what is the word, like whatever your level of comfortability is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And again, like I wouldn't do it. Like there are some people I've hooked up with who I think I still would have like some sort of feelings for, and I wouldn't feel comfortable like recommending them because I do get jealous. And I think that's an important thing to know. So it's like, you know, if I really do care and like someone, there's no way that I would do that because I feel like, no, I want to be with that person. And I don't want to feel any competitiveness. Yeah. But like with this person last year, I just stopped hooking up with him. And I was like, well, like this person and him would be great. And I knew that I wouldn't feel any type of way. And I've like, you know, he lives close by and I've seen him with like his now girlfriend. It's not weird. So, yeah. And there's no like feelings attached to it. So I think that's when you know that you can absolutely tell a friend like, oh, this person's great. And I've had friends do that for me where they're like, you should hook up with so-and-so. And I was like, no, you've done that. And they're like, yeah, I don't care anymore. I'm like, okay.
Well, that's the thing. If I'm recommending, like there is one guy that I was dating for a few weeks. He was a comedian and he just didn't want anything serious, so we stopped, because I'm like always, I guess, if I hook up for too long, I'm like, I love you.
Yeah,
it's true. So, and we stayed friendly, and I have, when people have been like, oh, I'd love to just hook up with someone, I've always been like, oh, he'd be a great person, and he was very like, you know, communicative. But the reason why I'm doing that is because I have zero feelings. So if someone's if someone's recommending, it means that they have, you just got to make sure that that you have to be like fully secure as well. Like if you recommended someone to hook up with, I'd have to be secure that they don't still like you, or that I'm not going to be comparing, or yeah.
Yeah. And especially the comparison part, like, I think you just have to be like, well, I'm going to like put this out of my mind. And last year, again, like the summer of 2020, was like my most like learned experience around sex, because I think before then I just didn't know too much about myself. And then this time I was like around the same people, and I think we all were kind of just like, we didn't know it at the time, but me and someone else were hooking up with the same dude, and it just turned out that he just sucked as a person. So at that moment I remember being like, oh, okay, like we have this shared experience that was just like, he's a bad person. But like the other, like another girl and I were kind of like eyeing the same dude, and she was like, oh, I've hooked up with him before, you should like totally go for it. And that, I think that was the first time where I was like, whoa, like I'm not really used to that. But it's, I don't know, it was really good because you do let go of any expectations. And there is like, again, like you have to know that you're not going to feel competitive or insecure. So if it's like, and you know, jealousy is common within friendship. So if like, maybe don't recommend someone to a friend that you've always had kind of like a combative nature with, which is sometimes like healthy and it's not all bad. But yeah, it's like one of those things where if I know that I have no feelings for this guy, then I actually really don't care at all how he is with someone else. And if they have better sex, hell yeah, like good for them.
Yeah, exactly. 100%. And the other person just
feelings sucks. Though. And they have better sex, I would be thinking about that. So I would never ever do that.
Yeah, no. Yeah, you can't recommend someone that you're like, I might want to come back around to this, you know.
Yeah, or that I'm like in love with. There's no way.
I always as well, like, so like my boyfriend now, he's told me, obviously people in the community he's done stuff with, but it's so funny because I met one of the girls at a party and I was like, I know this. I wonder, does she know that I know? And I felt uncomfortable, but I was also like, I'm glad I know. But I felt like I was overcompensating because I was like, hello, how are you? I'm cool with this. I'm totally cool that his dick was in your mouth. But I really don't mind. Well,
yeah, I do the same thing. I've worked out with colleagues who I've known have hooked up with like people that I know, and I'm always like, I'm cool with it, I don't give a fuck. Like, but I think we do overcompensate.
Yeah, I feel like it probably seemed like I really wasn't cool with it, but I just, because you know, you always don't want to seem like, you know, I feel like girlfriends get a hard time because because they'll be like, oh, people presume you're not okay with it. Or even if you're like, oh, you know, it's like, I would rather that your friend who's a girl, let's say, I would rather that she didn't sit on your lap. It makes me a little uncomfortable. And you're like, and they're like, okay, cool. But if they say that back, people always presume like, oh, she's probably really angry and upset and hates me. I feel it's just, yeah.
It's, you know, it's so good that you say that too, because I do think with like women were so conditioned to be taught that, like, that girl's your enemy, where, like, we, especially in the comedy community, how many people have we all probably mutually been with that, like, I'm not like, oh my god, like, so and so, like, now I've been like, oh, that's so funny, we have something in common. But it takes years to grow out of that. And again, like, yeah, men can be like, oh, like, she's so jealous or like whatever, but that's not the case. Like, I have boundaries. Like, I actually, you know, I've slept with some really good friends and I would never act the way that I, like, you know, I would never, like, sit on their, or, like, do something to make their, like, current girlfriends, like, feel a certain way, because it's like, that person's still a good friend of mine and I want to keep that friendship and that relationship. Yeah. I'm not going to jeopardize it. So, 100%. Like, yeah.
And I do find sometimes when, like, it's so easy to be like, oh, they're just jealous. And it's like, I think, were you like licking his face? No, you just don't have boundaries. So, and then you have other, you know, I've had situations where I've been like, oh, I thought it was kind of like a little uncomfortable that your best girlfriend did this. And then they'd be like, oh my God, yes. And then the best girlfriend would be like, you know what? You're so right. We just have been, totally. I should respect that you're new into this equation and you have to also get comfortable to our relationship. And once people are like, secure, that's the main thing. I always feel like it's always an issue when it, and we all have, like, I've had to address, is this me being insecure or is this really an issue? And then I'm like, oh, actually, maybe I'm just not super secure in our relationship yet. And
and there's things that you could just be like, you know what, I'm just not comfortable with this, and that's okay because that's my preference. Like, as long as you're communicative and you're not like, I forbid you to do, and like, you know, like, and those relationships exist too. And I've definitely done that when I was younger, where I'd be like throwing a fit because I just didn't like a particular person who, like, you know, I ended up becoming friends with after. So, like, it is like one of those things where, and sometimes it doesn't work out that way, where you might be right about that person. So again, like, women have really strong intuition, and it is one of those things where, like, if you're communicative, you can be like, I don't feel comfortable with this. And, you know, I hang out with all these dumb idiot boys. But when they get girlfriends, like, I'm really good about being like, let's all go out. Like, I'll drive us somewhere. Cause like, I do want them to see that, like, my relationship with them is like, they call me dumb and stupid and like pick on me like I'm like their sister.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I found, so like with my boyfriend now, he has like a female best friend, but I was very slow to invade that space. Cause he was like, oh, I'd love if you two were really close. And I was like, with time, of course, but it's really important that you have that, because I've found with my close guy friends, and two in particular, where they're, when they got a girlfriend, they latched onto me, wanted to spend a ton of time with me, and then tried to bitch about their boyfriend who was my best friend, or tried to ask me questions, and it made me so uncomfortable. Wait. And when I told them, when I was like, I can't, like, that's his, you got to talk to him about that, they then would go to the boyfriend and be like, I don't like her, I don't trust her, or like, are you cheating with her? But it's like, my loyalty lies with them. So I said that to my boyfriend now, is like, slowly but surely, yes, but I don't want to, until we're very secure, I don't want to invade that space either, because it's important for you to have that. And I'm like, very conscious.
Yes. Of,
yeah.
You're, oh my God, you're so wise, Katie.
Well, just because I've been on that end where you're like, and I was even like, there were certain things with him and her that I was like, oh, that feels, and both of them were great and communicated to me like, oh, you know, we're, and we've had those. So that's, she's great, he's great. But with those other girls, with me, they didn't talk to me, or they didn't talk to their, they just went. And it's like, I get it, they were insecure, but those guys, I wouldn't touch in a heartbeat. One of them was my friend since I was two. And like, it was like an Irish guy, and it was just like, you know, it did turn out actually that this guy ended up doing something. Oh my God, if any of the listeners are listening, they're going to know who it is. But it's so funny because he did end up having like a weird thing with a different girl. But I was like, see, bitch, it wasn't even me. It wasn't me. The whole time you thought it'd be me. It wasn't me.
That's the thing. I absolutely respect everyone's relationship. I've never been someone who's like, I'm going to try to break them up. First of all, I don't have the confidence to do that. Yeah. Like, and I also don't have the energy to do that. Like, that requires so much energy. I barely have energy right now to get out of my pajamas. So I don't know like what things that people think I'm like scheming about, but I've had girlfriends of my guy friends who I would be like, I don't like this girl. And then, you know, because like we might've had like some weird tension in the past, they'd be like, oh, you're jealous. Or like, or they would just assume whatever. But I've had girls like just, again, same thing, where they would just like try to pry for information or end up kind of telling me things that I was like, you're doing something shady and you want my support. But I was like, I've known this person for years and that's not how this is going to work.
Yeah.
And I think that's like one of those things where I agree with you. If my future boyfriend has like a really close girlfriend, cool. Like that's your relationship. And I don't need to like be best of friends with her. Like that's your best friend. And you don't need to be best of friends with like my guy friends, because like, you know, of course I want everyone to get along and be really close, but like some relationships are like really sacred and like keep those.
Yeah. I agree. Cause like, fair enough, if it happens naturally, win-win. But like, let's say if Leland just started going for coffee with Brendan every week, I would feel like it's a bit of an invasion of my coffee with Brendan, where I confide and like, it's a safe space. And I want to like, of course I want them to be friends, but I kind of like having my separate, and it doesn't mean I'm going to bitch, but just like my own space and my own, it'd be weird.
Yeah. And I just, again, like I've had the weirdest like experiences the last 2 years, but I know that like my closest friends, especially now, like I want them to remain my closest friends, because I went out with a guy for like a year and a half, 2 years. And when we broke up, some of my friends and him were really close. And that was just annoying. This is pre-comedy. But still, it was like one of those things where I was just like, oh, like you guys got so close, but I didn't even get a chance to be like, he sucks. And they would always be like, you should give him another chance. And I was like, no, he's a cheater. I don't want to give him another chance. Like, you don't know that story though. Cause you know
Oh wait, cause he had what?
He had them like, you know, it's like, they're like, oh, really good friends now. And like, he just feels this way. But I was like, you were my friend for years first. You don't take his side.
No, 100%. And you know what's so annoying about that? And this is like something I was thinking about last week, where, okay, this girl and this guy, they broke up. And my guy friends were like, oh my God, you know, we think she cheated. We think she did this. We think blah, blah, blah. And they were like super bitchy about her. And I was very shocked. But I also was like, it's because, they don't like her. And we had a similar situation where another couple broke up and they were so, and the girl had done the exact same thing, but they were so nice about her. And it's like when we know someone and we like them, we give them so much more excuses for bad behavior. So with that, if that was just your boyfriend and you were like, he cheated on me, people would be like, fuck that. But when they know him and they're like, well, you know, he was going through a hard time, and you're like, no,
that's not That's why, like, when two friends have dated before or hooked up, I've been like, look, when things eventually go bad, like, I am taking no one's side. Because, you know, like, I will listen to both sides and I will yell at you both equally. However, I don't feel like, you know, just know that, like, I have to, like, you're both my friends. So,
100%.
Like, it's like one of those things where, like, I don't want to, like, take sides. But if it's, like, a friend of a, like if it's like the girlfriend of my best friend, then no, I'm going to take my best friend's side. Even if I have to yell at him, I'm going to be like, you did something stupid.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have done like whatever. However, and of course I'm not talking about like serious situations. I'm talking about like, you know, like just regular like dumb fights.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to take I'm not going to openly take someone else's side.
And that's like, horrible when people make you have to choose sides. Like my friend and his girlfriend broke up, but both of them were very much like such and such is a lovely person. And made sure that we're all comfortable, like going out for coffee. And like, they text each other as well to be like, because they're just not ready to see each other yet. But it's like, so like emotionally mature. I keep like having to catch myself not telling them how emotionally, like how great it is. Cause I don't want to keep reminding them of each other, but I keep being like, wow, you're just both such great people, and making it easy for all of us. Like we were going to a party and they both scheduled that one would come from the first 2 hours, the other will come for the second 2 hours. And like, I mean, like, that's like, someone should write a book about them, because that's how to do it. And like make everybody else feel comfortable, and like not a bad word was said about the other person. And it's just like so mature. And that's the way, and it makes you look good, because then I've seen other couples cause all this drama and bitch about, and you're like, God, well, we were all hanging out together the other night, like this is so awkward.
But yeah, I think that just shows like how much love and care you can have for your like ex, because like, you know, you can be really hurt, but at the same time, you also know that like the best thing, especially in a common group of friends or a common, like if you're a bartender, if you're like in the same circle of friends, It's like one of those things where you're like, well, I have to like make everyone comfortable. This is a professional thing too. And it sucks. Like you could go home and like bitch and complain, but to be able to like have those things happen, like be like, we're going to do this, this and that. Like, that's amazing. That shows a lot of maturity.
Especially as well, like if you act like that, you're also thinking about for the future, because if they have a future partner, it's really good to know that, okay, they're on good terms. It's not going to be awkward for a future girlfriend or boyfriend to come into this environment. It makes it just so much easier. And it makes the partner, the future partner, more secure, because when it's all like nasty and fighting, it's usually because there's some sort of unresolved feelings. Yeah.
And I think like, yeah, this is like something that I guess like I've like had to like learn, but I think maybe like I am really like proud, like I have a lot of pride, so I don't like to show, which is good and bad. Like I don't like to tell people like my feelings often, which Christiana Jackson was like, it's because you're a double Aquarius and you can't express your feelings. But you know, I had like a situation where I really liked someone and then found out that he was like hooking up with like other comics, when I just thought it was just like he was just hooking up with me, and I was like a lot younger. But I also remember being like, there's like a way to handle this, which is just like not trying to be best of friends with all the other girls and like exchange stories, yeah. But also just be like, okay, well, like this happened, this hurt my feelings, I don't want to talk to you. However, the most important thing to me right now is like I'm just starting off in comedy. So I actually want to make sure that I'm like doing well and like getting my foot like in a lot of doors, so I don't need to have any like conflict. I think that was like the very first time I like learned about that. But again, I started comedy late, so I was also like in my like later 20s. But yeah, I think it's like one of those things where it just so many different experiences. But I definitely went home and was like sad and like obviously as like one should be. But I was like, in public, I'm never going to make a scene. Fuck that.
Oh, 100%. I live by that. Exactly. Like I will never want to let people know that they upset me or bothered me. I'm like, no, no worries. Yeah, no, totally. That didn't work out. And you're not looking for a relationship. That's totally fine. Yeah. And then behind closed doors, I'm like, oh my God.
It's like, I'm like, he's my enemy, but in secret. Like,
yes.
Like, it's like one of those things where like, I've just learned, I'm like, I'm really cool and a lot of people want to be around me, and that's how you are too. So it's like, oh no, it's their loss. Like, I'm just not going to be like I'm going to be professional, but I need to be like super friendly to you.
Yeah. And it's also like, with everybody, not even partners, it's like, I don't want to teach you how to behave, or I don't want to give you the power that you hurt me or upset me. So and I think sometimes some people waste a lot of energy being like, you should have done this, why did you do this, how could you hurt me? And that's just exhausting for everybody. It's like, oh, they were probably just like, A, they're just not that into you, B, they were just being inconsiderate, C, whatever, it didn't go the way you want. But sometimes we can take two, it's better just to be like, okay, cool, yeah, and have a like put on a face.
I have a question though, like, okay, so would you, if I think the only times I've wanted someone to know that they've hurt my feelings is when I'm like obviously very close to them,
yeah,
because then I'm like, you did do something bad and like I want you to know that, yeah, you've hurt my feelings. But like I have been thinking about this recently where I'm like, should I be just more expressive of just like in a calm way being like, no, you're kind of a piece of shit, but I'll be okay. Like I've like had those thoughts before where it's like, you know, what would be the level of you confronting someone? Like would it, like, you know, would it have to be someone that you deeply cared about? Or
so I feel, yeah. For me, like if it's my boyfriend, I will confront, like in a healthy confrontation, I'll be like, hey, this actually, just because I want to love him and like I do love him and I want to go forward, and I would expect the same. But I have found, so when someone has done something that upsets me, I'll like say it, I'll be like, oh, that kind of, like I would love, like let's say for example, if I have a friend where I kind of feel like, whoa, I've started to notice that maybe they're it's more all on their side, their problems, they're expecting a lot from me. So I might say, hey, like, I would love if we also had like fun time, like we went, you know, did stuff, not just like, yeah, not just being a free therapist, which sometimes people tend to do. And I love to help people, so I'm trying to pull back on that. But let's say if I say it over a few times, after a while, if they're not listening, I kind of go, it's not my job to teach them how to behave. It's not my job to teach them that I'm more than just an emotional support dog, or I'm more than just a person that they call when they're sad, like once a month, or want to get, you know, like whatever it is that I expect from the friendship. And I just kind of go, okay, well, this isn't really working out. And I just distance myself, because I found that when you try to like resolve it, if you've said it kind of politely a few times and they're not listening, then is that a relationship you want in your life?
That's exactly how I feel. And that's like what I've been doing lately too. So it's like a cool thing to be like, these are the boundaries and people that I will confront.
Yeah.
But again, it's the same thing where I'll like slowly back away.
My stepmom has this saying, and she says, give them a wide berth. And I think about that a lot, because I do think maybe they'll come back around with their own time. But I also don't want to be like, this is how you should treat me, and this is how you should like me, and this is it. Because it's just like, oh, okay, they've seen our friendship as something different. I've seen it as something different. I thought we were much closer. Or even boyfriends or girlfriends or whatever. Even when you're dating someone, you're like, I'm not getting... I was dating a DJ, you met him, and the expectation on what he wanted from me, but he wasn't even willing to call me girlfriend. Then I kind of just like, you know what, this isn't for me. And he was like, okay, well, could we, you know, potentially like take a little more time to work on it? And I go, no, I've said it. And he said to me, he goes, but you never got mad. You never pointed these things out. And I go, I did, very nicely. I said, hey, this kind of bothers me, or hey, I don't like that you did that, or hey, this is what I expect. And I went, it's not my job. I'm not your mother. It's not my job to shout at you. So.
Yeah, and that's like, I would, yeah, it's like I've told people like really quietly, or like just in a mature way, like I'm not yelling and screaming that like you, unless you like really hurt me, like that's the only times I've like gotten very mad, which is like really rare. But yeah, I completely agree. It's like, I'll tell you so nicely, and then after a while I'm like, you know what, like you're not listening. And what you said, you're not, women always are like the moms for like so many dudes. It's like, nope, I'm not gonna do that. I would never recommend a guy to a girlfriend who acted like a baby. Even if he was great in bed, I would give her the disclaimer, maybe be like, he's great in bed, he's a huge baby if you're thinking about anything else. But yeah, like those dudes really suck.
The only guys I would recommend, because I can't take sex and feelings out of it. It's hard for me to have sex and not have feelings. Like as soon as they put their penis inside, it could be the biggest dick in the world. I'm like, I love you. And it's not real love. It's just me not being able to compartmentalize. And that's who I am. But if I had a friend who was like, I can, like, for yourself, you're able to have sex and keep it separate. And guys that I would recommend are like that older guy who was like, I don't want a relationship. This is just gonna be casual. And you're like, oh, okay. I love that. Like someone who just tells you what it is instead of bullshitting and mind. Those guys, they could be amazing in bed. I'm not fucking recommend them, because they're the type of guys who want to keep you casual, but want you to fall in love with them for their ego. It's so fucked.
Yes. It's so narcissistic.
I know.
Also one of those things where, like, you know, I've started to learn so much that like when a guy says things like, you know, like, I want to keep it casual, I don't want a relationship, I'll believe that until he brings it up that like he might, or like I feel like we generally are moving in that direction. But I've now completely stopped thinking I can ever convince someone to be in a relationship, or like, it's just stupid. So it's like, instead I just like completely back away, and I'm like, if you feel like you missed me, you could come back, but also if you don't, that's fine. Like, this is not the end of the world for me at all, or for you. Like, we will be okay.
It's the best way to be. Like, the amount of guys who I thought I could be like, they'll just see how chill and cool I am. And then I'm like, I wasted so many months. This is so embarrassing. What was I thinking?
Oh my God. When you look back on those moments, I'm always so embarrassed, where I was like, what if I make a vision board? And now I'm like, I don't want you to know that part of my life.
And so I'm like, but I blow them all the time. I'm like, oh, I'm such an idiot. But yeah, I guess that's just like getting older and getting more secure. And back to the friend thing, I had a friend, and this said person was really upset with this person because they kind of dropped the ball on when they needed them and support. And so they were like, I'm going to tell them. And I was like, okay, but if you do talk to them about, do you still want to stay friends with them? And they're like, no. This person wasn't there for me in a time of need. And I was like, okay, well then, is there a point in having this conversation? Because when you go and you go, hey, you were bad, you hurt me, you did these things, and then they're like, the option is for them to be upset or annoyed and be like, no, I didn't, or B, be like, you're right, I really dropped the ball, I'm so sorry, I'm going to be better from now on. And then you're like, well, no, I don't want to be your friend. So it's like, why would you? That's the other thing where I kind of think, before you confront anybody, you have to like look at the options. And only if you really want to resolve that and have them in your life. Other than that, there's no point in going to someone and being like, you were real mean and you dropped the ball and you were shit, but I still don't want to be your friend.
Yeah, it's also because like when you're confronting a friend, it's like you're talking about like now working it out together,
yes.
Which means like you're gonna like, you know, that other person's gonna try. And very recently I confronted a friend about something that like he said that like hurt my feelings, but again, like this is a friend that I love very much and I want him in my life for a really long time. So it's like one of those things where I was just like, hey, you really hurt my feelings. And I actually like can't go about my day like thinking things are okay. I didn't do it in the best way. I was just drunk. And I was like, yeah, you're a bitch. But like at the same time, like if it was someone I don't want to be friends with, I've just very slowly just left because there's no reason to confront someone when you have no like expectation or belief that they'll be your friend in the future. Like it's just a waste of your time.
Yeah. And it's just, you think it's trying to make you feel better and get it off your chest, but it's not, because it's just prolonging the drama. It's
exactly
gives me anxiety. And then with your friend, I think that was great. I've said to friends, I've been like, you know what, this kind of like bothers me. Like, my old roommate, we're both Libras. I don't know if that means anything, but we share a lot of Libra memes, and it's so funny. A lot of the memes will say like sensitive but caring. And she hates when people call her sensitive. And I totally understand that, because sensitive makes her a very caring, kind person. And a guy called her sensitive and she was really upset about it. And I was like, yeah, just set the boundary. Be like, because she wanted him in her life. And she was just like, okay, I that's a trigger word for me. And then yeah. They were like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize. Because to them, it's not a trigger word. They were just trying to be funny. So it's like, I totally think, yeah, if it's someone you want in your life, you can be like, this is my boundary. And if they respect it, great. And then if they don't, you're like, okay, see you later, pal.
Exactly. And it's just like any relationship, whether it's romantic, even like we're talking about like recommending like hookups, but honestly, like sometimes I think two people would be great friends.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you guys should hang out and be best friends. So like even like those recommendations come from like knowing that like that person is cool and like mature and is able to just like be a fun person to be around. So in general, like I think like the way I recommend hookups is like, oh, is this person a cool person that you can also be friends with? Yes. And like I do that with friends all the time. I'm like, you two should be best friends, especially yes. with boys, because I think boys have a harder time making friends with, like, girls are so fun. You could be like, oh, come over, we can watch a movie. Dudes, like, I think are just, like, weird about it. So I love to make, like, boy friendship connections.
Me too. That's so funny. I had, I was hanging with Alex, and I was like, I live with Sam. And he was like, oh, I really want to see Sam. So then him and Sam were having coffee at my place. And then I was going to go see Brendan. And I was like, do you guys want to come? And they were like, oh, okay. And then the three boys were just, like, walking down the road. And I was like, look what I've created.
Yes, I love that so much. That's what I did with, like Dan and, like, some other guys who were, like, one of the Boston dudes was like, this guy's so cool. And I was like, yeah, you guys should be friends. Do you want his number? Like, I think it's just like one of those things where like women are better at facilitating friendships because we're so good at it.
Yeah. And we find more comfortable talking about, I totally agree with you that guys do probably find it a bit harder, and they're just yeah. a bit like, ugh. Like, especially Irish guys, they're like, hello. And yeah, they have to bond over like Gaelic football. That's how they make their friends. And then they just get drunk afterwards. Yeah, they're so funny. They have a Gaelic football team up here. Like all my guy friends I know all of my Irish friends now, true. The guys know each other through a run club or Gaelic football team, and that's how they all meet. Or there's like an Irish network as well, and that's where the girls met. But like anytime I meet a new guy in the group, they're like, oh, he's from the football team. Then they all go up to Woodlawn, which is like an hour and a half away, to go play football. They're so cute.
That's really cute.
Yeah. Oh, and also there was something else I was gonna say that we were, oh yeah, I had a friend who's great, but they said, did it bother you? It was so funny because they said, did it bother you on your, I'm like wary to say exact details, but I really don't think they'll listen to it. So I think it'll be fine. But they were like, did it bother you on your birthday? And maybe for the podcast, I'll beep that out and be like, for your blah, blah, blah. When your boyfriend was off with that girl the whole time. And I was like, what? And then I thought about it and I was like, oh yeah, like during the party, he really wasn't with me. But at the time, my genuine thought at the time was, this is so great. I can talk to my Irish friends, my comedian friends, and my Latin friends came who I haven't seen in years. And it was so nice that my boyfriend wasn't hanging off me. So that was my interpretation of the situation. Not oh, I was like, oh, this is great. One of his friends came and he's talking to her the whole night. Oh, thank God she came. Like, he has someone. And I had invited her specifically so he would have someone. I wouldn't feel, because I wasn't sure, like, if a lot of comedians would come or if it would be just Irish people. And so my automatic thing was like, oh my God, was that weird? And then I was like, no, that was great. I explained to her, I was like, no, I'm like a social butterfly, and he gets that. And he was like letting me be free and not be possessive. And she was like, oh, okay, that's great. But I thought, fuck, thank God I'm not 21, or I would have had a mental breakdown about that comment.
And also, I don't think that's like whoever said this, I don't think that's the nicest thing to say, because it kind of has to put ideas in people's heads. Like, it's a little bit of a manipulative thing to say. And like, again, this person probably had the best of intentions.
Yeah.
And are maybe like they're like really close to you. But it is like a thing where if a friend said that to me, unless it's a very good friend, I'd be like, well, that's none of your business. Because I'm the same way as you. Like, I at parties will go to every single group. I am just all around. And I've dated a lot of guys who are a lot quieter than I am. So I've always had them like bring a friend or bring whoever. And all I really care about is like the person that I love is there for my day, whatever day that is, even if it's just like watching football. And like, again, most of the guys I date also hate sports, which is great. So it is like one of those things where like I get to be off and doing whatever and they can do whatever. But I just, you have to be so secure in your relationship, which you are, to be like, no, I actually really love this person. They're here for me. And that's that. Like, well, I don't
exactly
care. Like, I'm not gonna babysit him, and yeah, he's not gonna babysit me. I hope he's having a good time right now.
Yeah. And behind closed doors, you know, he went to my house early, he let my friend in, he got everything ready for her, he minded her basically while I was at work because she was visiting. And then afterwards, and he was carrying around all the bags, and afterwards he like took us home and he like made tea and he made us food. So it's like, those are more important. I would be kind of annoyed if someone was hanging out of me, and he's not sociable. So it'd be hard to be like, you should talk to all of my friends. And like, that would be a nightmare. But it's also a good, like, I was thinking about it and I was like, oh, this is a good lesson for even anybody, that if someone says something, because it's not ill intent, but like not to let someone else project something on your, like to really like think, okay, no, that's not it. Like, think from all perspectives before you like go to the automatic insecurity and be like, oh no, does he, is he want to fuck or love with that person? Just because.
And I think why when people say those things, I'm really weary of, like, especially in relationships, like who says what, because sometimes people just like love the drama, or just like they're insecure and they're like, ooh, like what's going on? Whereas like, it can be nothing.
Yeah.
And like, I've had that with like a very close friend that I'm like just super close to, but and I have a lot of guy friends that I'm really close to. However, when people like say things like that, like, ooh, or is there anything happening? I'm like, no, absolutely not. But also, I don't really love that you're saying that in mm-hmm. front of someone that like they probably want something with, and it's like kind of jeopardizing their thing. So don't do that. But it's always people who want a little bit of drama, but you don't ever have to explain, like, if your boyfriend or your partner or whoever is there for you, that's all that, like, whatever. Yeah. Like, and I would never be like, oh, what's going on? Just be like, cool. Like, everyone's in job.
Yeah. And this said person, I know that they're just like over caring and just wanted to check, make sure everything was okay. Yeah. But there is people like that who kind of bond on maybe drama. And I'm not saying that this person was that at all, but it made me think about how sometimes, like, even when you're younger, you'll go to your friends before your partner to talk about a problem. And then they're going, it makes this tiny little problem that if you just talk to the partner about, become like this big mountain, because they're projecting their, now you've got seven different people's insecurities about this person and their perspective, instead of just really talking to the actual person.
And checking in with yourself. Like, the days that I'm like confused about like a guy, like sometimes I'd be like, yeah, I'm going to go to the guys I know. And all of them would have like so many different takes, and I would just get more confused. And now I'm just like, okay, I think the result is like, I know deep down what's inside and I can write it out of me.
Yeah.
Or I can just like suck it up and talk to the person, and it'll make it a lot easier. Like, it's in the kitchen, that's bad.
It's so funny as well when loads of people give advice, because I had a girlfriend and there's this guy and he's so great, they'd be so perfect together, but he's like mega shy. And I was like, oh, you would have to ask me, like, you're too gorgeous and you're like super calm, like you're way, like, I'm sure he thinks you're way out of his league. And she was like, no, my best guy friend said it's really unattractive for women to slip into DMs and to ask out, you gotta wait for them to do it. And I was like, I am in a relationship with a guy who I slipped into his DMs, and I asked him that night with you in a theater. Remember, we orchestrated that whole thing?
I was like, oh, I remember.
That was the best wing woman ever. So for the listeners, I was basically like, I think I have a crush on Leland, but he's so nice and like geeky, and that's not my type. And a mama and a theater were like, this is exactly what you should be going for. This sounds great. Yeah. And then they were like, just invite him out tonight and say it's like with all of us, but we're actually going to go home early because we have work in the morning. And I was like, yeah, we're here with the girls. Like, you should come. And he was like, okay. And by the time he came, you were all gone. And I was like, oops, I'm alone.
No, that's the way to do it. I'm so proud you did that. And it's also like, I was, again, like, we were so honest where it's like, yes, like, he seems so cool. Just go for it. And I think that's like such bad advice to give to a woman, to be like, don't do that. It makes you seem like whatever. No, unless you have really desperate energy, because you're just like, oh, I need someone, then you'll like sound that way. But if you're just like, yeah, sure, why not? You know, I'm drinking a little, like, this person seems fun. Yeah, go for it. I do it. I go up to guys at bars. I've asked, like, I've like straight up gone up to like a dude at a bar and started a conversation and then hung out with his friends just because I was like, well, I'm like here alone, why not?
And it's like, confident, it's sexy. And like Leland told me, he was like, I wouldn't have asked you out. I thought you were out of my league. And like, that's just because he's a nice, sincere, like, not a egotistical man. So the nice guys are not gonna, they're not gonna ask, because they also are like nervous with, like, when Leland asked about us kissing, he was like, is there a vibe? And I was like, I don't know, maybe. And then he was like, do you want to kiss? And it was like, yeah, okay, yeah, I love that. Yeah. You didn't just grab me and fucking invade my space.
Yeah, and I really love that. I feel like the older you get, like, the better dudes and the more experiences that you have, hopefully you start to get and attract better men, yes, or women into your life based on like everything that you've learned, and also just based on your friends' characteristics. Like, I now, like, sometimes I'm like, oh, I've seen how like so and so is in a relationship. He's so wonderful. I would like someone similar in that sense. So I think, like,
true. Even like Tori, she was like, she doesn't know how to say Leland's name because she's dyslexic, but she's like, I wanted a Leland. It's so adorable. I love it.
But it's a really good thing to see, where you're like looking at, like, not in a jealous way, just being like, oh, like, this is a good model for the characteristics I would want.
I never want anybody to have sex with my boyfriend, but I would recommend his model. You know, like, oh, quite like, because I'm very sociable and confident and all of those things, and I've dated guys who I thought are like that, but then turn out to be like maybe a bit narcissistic, or like, I would say something funny quietly and they would steal it and repeat it loudly, or they have to like take over my shine, whereas he's like, I love that you shine, and I'm like happy being in the background. And that's
the nicest.
Yeah, and he loves that I'm like, he doesn't have to take away from my funny. He always says to me like, oh my god, I love how like you make me laugh. And it's not like he doesn't nag me about it. I find guys who will get really jealous about the fact that I'm funny naturally, and they really like nag or take it down, or they're just like, I want to be the funny one. Very strange.
It's really strange. That's why, like, the one reason I also, with the guy that I was hooking up with last year, one thing I was like, oh, he's so caring and he actually like gives a shit, where like he never once was like, oh, there's a joke that I want to try out. Instead, one time he was like, I found a comedy special and I thought of you if you want to watch it together. And I hadn't seen it. And I was like, this was so kind. Like, you were a really good person. We don't have too much in common. I don't think, I need someone like a little bit, like, less, a little bit more like social and like kind of match my energy a little bit. But, you know, that was like a big reason. I was like, oh, he would be great with this other person because he's so kind and caring and great in bed. So it's like one of those things where, like, I like men who do that, as opposed to being like, you have always wanted to do this. Like, I could just try it, or just like giving me advice on things they have no idea what they're talking about.
I know. I think I talked about this on that. And I have another question I want to ask you, but I think I talked about this in the podcast. I can't remember, but I remember, this is so funny. Athir actually matched with him on Hinge. And I remember her being like, it says common friends on Instagram. Me and him were just still following each other. And I was like, yeah, we were meant to go on a date, but we never did. And he seems lovely, but he did say this thing and it really threw me off. But like, see how it goes. And then she didn't have, like, she was like, oh no, we're not vibing. And then he matched with Sabine. I was like, what is going on? Is he just trying to get all the comedy girls?
That's so funny.
But he messaged me being like, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm just writing jokes. And he was like, what about? And I was like, Irish folklore, because I was at the time trying to do a folklore podcast. And he was like, oh, I couldn't help you there. But he was saying, I just couldn't help you because it was Irish folklore. And I was like, you couldn't help me at all. I wrote back and I said, oh, I wasn't asking for your help. I was just, you asked what I was doing. And he was like, why wouldn't you want my help? And I was like, why would I want your help? It's like joke writing. And he said, yeah, he goes, just because I'm not a comedian doesn't mean I'm not funny. And I was like, yeah, just because I'm not a qualified dentist doesn't mean I can, like, I'm not going to go into your job and start drilling on teeth. And he was like, I'm so offended. And I was like, why are you dismissing my 6-7 year career that I, even sometimes I'm like, how do I write a joke? And I've been doing this for so long.
Yeah. That's really dismissive and shitty.
They just think it's fucking easy. I'm like, if it was that easy, you'd all be doing it too. Okay.
Exactly. And they're like, not, so chill out.
Yeah. And it's like, I can't be an accountant. I don't know how to count, barely. Like, you know, I wouldn't, let's not just, there, it is a craft. But the other question I wanted to ask you before I let you go is, how did you get to the point where, because I've always had a lot of shame with sex, where you're comfortable with compartmentalizing sex and not putting emotions into it?
Oh, I think I don't really, I'm trying to figure out like when it, maybe it was like, I just had some like really long-term hookups when I was in Providence, including one with this really wonderful person of like, we hooked up for 5 years on and off. And in the beginning, I obviously thought there like might be something, but then like, and it was like the second guy I've ever had sex with too. So like that probably like added to it. But like somehow we like figured out, like once we took a little break at one point when I thought I had feelings and he didn't. But then like somehow like it just kind of ended up becoming like an easy friendship plus hookup. And it was the first time I realized that was possible. And then I just kept attracting more of that. And that's not to say that like as of like recently, like I haven't really been able to like hook up that much. I think it's just like a personal thing for me right now where I just don't want to.
Yeah.
But I think it's just past experiences where I've had multiple people that I ended up becoming friends with post hooking up, and we were able to hook up in a way that wasn't like constantly, but it was like maybe like monthly, and I was like, oh, that's possible. And because I because it was like the only sexual experiences I had,
yeah,
it kind of just like paved the way for like how I looked at sex, where like I lost my virginity to someone so random. So again, like I never really like had like, oh, we were in love first. And then like the last 2 years, like I have hooked up with people I'm like actually like really close friends with. And I think that, for example, I would never do it if they were in the same city. Like that would be stupid, because I think maybe at this point, like I would feel like more feelings, but because people are in different cities, I'm like, oh, I don't care. And I think that's like, it just like, you just have to start to like know yourself and what speaks to you. But I think having those early experiences, which were my only experiences, helped. And of course there have been guys that I've like randomly hooked up with that I do have feelings for and that I did get feelings for, but as of late, not so much, which is nice.
No, that is like, it would be great to be able to, I'm trying to think, I think I've always kind of gotten feelings. I had a guy in Ireland who we're hooking up for a bit, and I think it's more that I felt obligated to have feelings, but we ended up becoming like really good friends, but we never hooked up again, because what, like, to me, once they slip into the friend part, I find them unattractive.
Yeah, I think that's kind of how I get too, which is strange. Maybe I shouldn't say this on this podcast, but like I have like hooked up with like a very, very, very close friend, and like I do think he's attractive, and that hasn't changed, which is like strange, because normally the second I hook up with someone and we become like friendly, I'm kind of like, all right, we could stop now.
Yeah.
So I think like sometimes that like doesn't happen, but at least with like the guy last year, that was like another learning experience where, again, it was COVID. We only really had each other, but you know, there were just moments where I was like, I don't like, and he's so cute, but I was like, I just don't feel a connection. And I think that's fine. And like, it was just nice to like have like sleep with someone.
Especially yeah, and have orgasms.
I thought that we were going to die. So
yeah, no, you're right. I think it's a lot of it, like the expectation, like it's a lot to do with guilt and shame, where you're like, oh, always for some people maybe romanticize it, but then it's, and then you feel worse when there's no feelings. But it's like I think about the DJ and I'm like, he was just a good bang. That's, I shouldn't have, I don't know why I, or there was this British guy who was like Leland's in the other room now, so I hope he's not listening to this, but I'm sure he's not. But
he's
the class. But the British guy was like really, really good in bed, and that's all he would have been good for. There was no way that, you know, there's certain things that I want from a partner. When I went to his, he lived really far away from me. He lived in a sky rise. He had a lot of money and he didn't offer to pay for my Uber home. And I thought that was like really cheap. So I would have never wanted to be in a relationship. Like there's certain things that from the start, if they don't do, I'm like, oh, that's not, I don't want a partner like that. Like, I don't want them to be cheap. I want them.
Mm-hmm. So, and I don't know if this is helpful, but sometimes, especially when the sex is really good, I will write down in a little letter why I shouldn't be with that person in the moment because of like the things that they've done. And sometimes I've gone back and been like, yeah, they're still doing this shit and it's not great. And that's why
good.
Yeah.
I've done that with men I've been dating, where, so when a couple of things have happened, like to keep myself centered, that I can go back and go, no, they did this. I shouldn't be with them long term. They're not healthy for me. But I've been in so many non-healthy stuff. Like, I've never had to do that with Leland. Not once have I had to write down anything, which is great. But with the British guy, like, I wish I had just been like, this is just sex. Because when he told me he was like not going to be looking for a relationship, I ended it because I was like, oh, like, I want to. I could have just had sex with him a bit more and had fun before I got with Leland.
Well, I also do think, I think you did the right thing because it would have just like drawn out into, because like feelings are so real. And when sex is really good, like.
Get stigmatized, as they say. Yeah, stigmatized.
So true. And I think it's like one of those things where like, you can be like, oh, I wouldn't have gotten feelings because just been casual. You probably would have like focused on someone like, way less. You probably wouldn't have even thought about Leland because you would have been so consumed. And sure. Now I'm like,
I wouldn't have met Leland.
I gotta stop doing what I'm doing right now. But you would have been so consumed by this other person who's not right for you.
So
and you
true.
Would have been the person who is right for you.
It's so true. And I was hung up on him, but it was all to do with like visual. And it's funny now when I say it, because I was like, oh, I just thought we connected so quick because, well, we could banter, but that's just because we're from the same part of the world. And like, so what I love about like the, I'm so happy. Leland are dating like over half a year now, which is my longest, like way my longest relationship since I've moved to America. But every week I get to know him better. He gets more comfortable. Our banter gets better, and it's like growing. And so you, when you have an automatic connection with someone, you think, but it's like, of course, me and this British guy would have a quick connection because we're both from that side of the world where we both banter the same. We're both immigrants. We're both like, America's weird. And so automatically there's so much more to connect on, but that's not real long term. And he like got high every night, which I don't want. I like, no judgment to anybody else, but I don't want to be with someone who's just like kind of off their tree every night.
Yeah.
And that's really important.
Exactly. And I think what you're saying is so true. Like, there are ways that you like really do learn and grow with someone. And there's been times where like, I thought I really liked someone. And then I was like, I feel like they're actually like, they don't really believe me. And they're not like such a good friend. And that's not what I want in a relationship. I don't want to convince someone constantly that I have like feelings or I feel a certain way. And I think like when you're so focused on getting someone else, it's because your ego really wants it. Yeah. But like, if you just kind of calm that down, you'll actually like the person who's like right for you comes into your life in a way that's pretty great. And I think that's like one thing that I'm like still learning. But I think the recommendation portions are like helping, because it's like, well, this person's not for me, so I'm gonna let them go. Hope they find someone else. And you like let yourself be more receptive to like love in other ways.
I think I love the idea of, if so let's say my friend now, she just wants casual sex. And she's really struggling with that because she's said to me that she found that when she was saying it to the guys that she just wants casual sex. And she's so surprised because she's like in New York and they're like, And I said to her, I think a lot of guys, like, they don't want to know. They don't want a serious relationship, but they're also ego based. So they get a bit freaked out when they know. I don't know what it is, but I think there is some guys here who don't want to hear that you also don't want to see that you don't want anything. But for her, it'd be great if there was some sort of app, like recommend a like, I was like, I'll have a real good think about what comedian is would be great for casual. And she was like, that would be great. Like, I need someone. She was like, I just want to have fucking sex. And she's like been on Tinder and like these guys are like it's painful, it sounds. It and it's
is. A lot of guys are really, yeah, it's like, I think there's like a misconception that like men are also just like constantly wanting casual, which is not true. Yeah. So yeah, that's so true though. I think there should be like some sort of like nice app that's like, this person is great, not listing too many details, you know, for privacy reasons. This is a great person. I think I would hate if I was on the app because I'd be like, what's my...
I would hate, no, I really, you're right. I would hate that. That would be awful. But
yeah,
my stepmom, when I was really like looking for a relationship a few years ago, she was like, you should like maybe not be doing the apps, but asking your friends, like, do they have a brother's friend? Do they have like someone that's within their circle? Because she was like, in Ireland, it's so easy to meet people who know someone that you like, your cousin, you could date someone and your cousin will be like, yeah, I went to college with him, he's great. Or like, it's so small that it is easy to like have a fallback that you could find very quickly hear if they're a pervert or a misogynist or whatever, but or very quickly like, oh, they're so kind, they did this, they did that, oh, they'd be perfect for you. And that's harder in New York. So you need to actively say to your friends, either A, I'm looking for someone just to hook up with, do you know anyone who's good for that, who'll be like sound and not a weirdo and a psycho, or B, I'm looking for a relationship and these are the things I want, do you know anybody who's like looking actively for a monogamous girlfriend or an open run, like all of these things. It's like you have to put it out there.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been doing that a little bit more too, where I'm like, guys, pretend it's the Bachelorette, everyone bring me a friend and I'll go on a series of dates and I'll pick the best one.
I love that. It's so funny, I have two people now that I want to just have casual sex with each other, and one of them was like, yeah, sort it out, but the other one was like, they're so hot, but like, it's also your friend, I don't want to mix the worlds. And I'm like, we're adults, just go give her the dick, will you? this was great. Will you, we should end this here, but will you tell the listeners where to find you, your podcast, your all of that stuff?
Yes, you can find me at Amama Sardar on Instagram and Twitter. I also have a podcast with Athir, who's been on your show, called The No Fly List, and that you can find at The No Fly List Pod on Instagram and Twitter. But thank you so much, this has been so fun.
Oh yeah, and can I ask you one more thing before, just because I told the patrons I would ask one extra question for them specifically. So and this is just top of my head because I completely forgot I said this, and as I was saying goodbye I go, fuck, I thought, what is the best sex advice you've ever gotten?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.